Hey there, lovebirds and lone wolves. It's your favorite sexpert, Stephanie Smith, and we're about to take a joyride through the wild world of sex and relationships. So buckle up, because we're going to laugh, learn, and maybe even blush a little as we uncover the secrets to kick-ass sex life. So grab your headphones and get ready for some scandalous stories, quirky advice, and a whole lot of laughs. Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex with me, Stephanie Smith, the podcast that's about to make your ears blush.
So give me 1 minute. I gotta go there and go live.
Need some.
Come on. Uh-oh. Hold on.
It says live.
Okay, cool. Yay. Hello and welcome back with Sex Talk with Stephanie and Shiloh. We're here today with F for Fellatio. I love it, Fellatio. And, you know, I'm going to start to kind of make everyone a little comfortable with a joke from the Laugh Factory. And this is from Tatouagie13, because I'd like to give credit to whoever did it, right? A mother is in the kitchen making dinner for her family when her daughter walks in. Mother, where do babies come from? The mother thinks for a few seconds and says, well, dear, mommy and daddy fall in love and get married. One night, they go into their bedroom, they kiss and hug and have sex. The daughter looks puzzled, so the mother continues. That means that daddy puts his penis in mommy's vagina. The child seems to comprehend. Oh, I see. But the other night, when I came into your room, you had daddy's penis in your mouth. What do you get when you do that? Jewelry, my dear. Jewelry. I love that. And I think that's kind of archaic jewelry, but okay, we'll stick with
it. Well, you know, I mean, they do say anniversaries, birthdays, Christmas, diamonds.
I don't know why we just do it on certain occasions, but okay.
I mean, you know, I feel like there are those people that definitely do it on special occasions. So let's break that.
Okay, so let's have a conversation about that, because let's just break it down. What is fellatio? Just so that people don't know, don't mix it with, it's fellatio, but that's not because it's female. This is the male's penis, okay? So fellatio is a form of oral sex that involves the use of the mouth, lips, and sometimes the throat to stimulate the penis. It is a sexual practice that can be traced back to ancient times, with references to it found in curious cultures and historic texts. And I was explaining to Shiloh earlier that I had found some recent research that while it goes back so far, in the United States, we only have been talking, not uncomfortably, you could tell, since the 1940s. And so it's 80 years we've been talking about this topic, and we're still not that far along in the United States. I mean, so here's the thing. Do we really need to go another 80 not talking about this stuff? You know what I mean? Seriously, come on now.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of the shame. That's what we're here for. We're getting rid of the shame.
We're sex educating you.
Yes.
I was trying to sex education.
How about sex education?
I like that. Sex education. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing sexology. We're studying the sex.
Like today we're talking about the penis.
I
this
love
is our
it.
Model today, by the way. I have this fun one. I was just
let's
you know,
talk about
to...
it.
So here's the penis. He's from Key West, by the way. He even has my name on it.
It's a bottle opener.
Yes, and it's a bottle opener. So I mean, you know, we have a lot of fun with the penis, don't we? There's a lot of penis jokes. So when we're talking about the penis, this is going to be your tip. This is going to be the shaft. We do have some little testicles down here. Can you imagine the person that gets to carve this? There's a machine that does this, right?
I don't know.
Somebody's hand carving this, and making this for all the vacationers around the world, because you know these are in every single place. Like, somebody is making these. Just like there's people that make the vibrators and are doing, you know, the cast and the quality control. Just saying, somebody gets that job. Anywho.
Somebody doesn't have a right figure on that one, but okay.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some small, you know, balls, but.
And, you know, oh yeah, absolutely. And just to keep in mind, they do come in all sizes. I mean, AC/DC did have that song back in the 80s, you know, I got big balls. It was AC/DC, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't quote me. I don't know. I'm really bad at that stuff.
Okay. I think it was. But if I'm wrong, please go ahead and put it in there. I mean, I just remember the song, I've Got Big Balls, You've Got Big Balls. He's got the biggest balls of them all. You know, anyway, this one does not. So anyways, and also one other thing that we're going to talk about here today is going to be the frenulum, which not on this anatomically not correct penis, although he is whatever. He's kind of, penis come in all shapes and sizes, you know, guys, don't worry about it. They all look different. So, you know,
and that's why women need to understand that what might work for one partner isn't going to necessarily work for the other. And I should not say just women,
it's
person. Yeah.
You know what? You are absolutely correct in saying that, because that is a very, very valid point. We all have a matchup. And actually, I found some videos. I'll send them to you. There's actually, Dr. Rachel Ross actually did a video on how to tell what kind of, how each sex, so one for guys, one for women, but how you can determine the size of their penis and their vagina.
Really?
Yes. Very, very interesting. I'll share it so we can share the link.
Okay.
But anyhow.
Okay, cool.
Great for you people that are dating, you know, you can kind of help you to like, know, like, do I even want to bother? So, but if you do want to bother, fellatio is always fun. So let's talk about the myths, Stephanie. What do you got for myths that we can go ahead and talk about here?
Well, here's the thing. I love to do some research on different types of things. So they say that only 45% of women, they don't like to do oral sex at all. So that's that's pretty high percentage. I see a lot of people that say that if you don't do oral sex, that someone will leave you. I don't believe that that's to be true, but I have seen and read that it is the second reason men will leave a relationship is if they are not getting oral sex. So that's a big deal to me. I think if, you know, what I've been reading and the stuff that I read about is, I think that maybe women don't really understand the psychology behind why men need that kind of intimate connection. And so I don't understand everything of it, but there is a psychology behind it. But women have the same. So we need to understand each other's, and we need to take that time to enjoy. And one of the things that I read, and tell me, I mean, I'm assuming that this is to be true. The guy knows if you're into it. He knows your attitude about it. He knows if you're enthusiastic. He knows if you're happy to do it, if it's a chore for you. He knows. He knows.
It goes the same way. You know, it's the same way backward. You know, it's same as the other way. You know if your partner's not really wanting to do that. You know if they don't want to be there, if they're just like, let me just do it for a second. Like, it's the same. Yes, absolutely. I agree with that.
Yes, exactly. And so here's the thing. I think that creating good environments together and what cleanliness, cleaning before,
I was just about to say the very first thing has to be that manscaping. Like, let's just say, gentlemen, you need to manscape down there.
And female.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just heard a guy text me or send me a message and DM is like, how do I tell my girlfriend of like 5 years that her, you know, women tend to take not as many showers every day because of our hair and we dry out. So, but we still need to take care of down under. So if everyone could just remember that you need to take care of down under, because really that's
proper maintenance. Right? Yeah. Yeah, you need to do some landscaping down there. Take care of your property.
Exactly.
Don't make it accessible. And let's just face it, guys, since we're talking about the guys, though, because we're not talking about the women right now. We really are focusing on the men. You know, just make sure that you're landscaping. And, you know, trimming the bushes makes the tree look bigger.
Mm-hmm. And I got to see Joe Coy and here in Rancho Mirage, and he was talking about manscaping, especially the butthole and the butt and the hairy asshole that you guys have. And sometimes you have hemorrhoids and you get all shit, a lot of shit going on down under. And
as you get older, you know,
his little piece on the butt was awesome. I just loved it because it's just so true. It's like the minute, you know, guys can lay down there and try and look all sexy, but if you didn't manscape good and it's looking all ugly and stuff and not very warm and cool down there, like
not very
it's
inviting.
Not gonna be appetizing. No.
You gotta make it look inviting.
And I think as we age too, you know, let's just be clear, the penis, everything, all skin starts to hang. Okay.
Absolutely.
So things are not going to look the same. So it's okay. You know, it doesn't have to look perfect. Okay.
No.
It's not going to look like that. We got to just adjust and adjust to the fact that, you know, do not use porn. I got to say this. Don't use porn as an example of how to give a blowjob.
Everything is photoshopped. Like, that's the first important note. Like, they should put a disclaimer. Oh, my gosh. She's got a book, y'all. That should be a disclaimer on all porn. You know, this is Photoshop. This is not what people really look like. I just want you to know.
It's theatrics.
Like, it's with the media. It's, you know, it's basically, you know, like an overall, you know, when you think about the media, like we need a disclaimer. Like, this is not what people look like. You know that this is not what real people look like. We are not this Photoshopped.
No, no, no. And here's the thing.
I'm not Photoshopped, by the way.
No, I don't do Photoshop in any of my photos. That's why sometimes people go, God, your photos don't look good. I don't care. I don't Photoshop anything. Anyway, but what I do want to say is that the whole thing is it's a screenplay when they're doing porn. They have roles that they need to capture. The guy, the director, has exactly the shots that he needs to get for this particular movie. So damn straight, they're going to make sure that they get those specific spots and those specific positions and how everything's going to be perfect, okay? That's the reason why you cannot use those as a foundation. But this has been going around for 20 plus years, okay? I don't know if you've ever heard it, Jack's Blowjob Lessons. This is an amazing video. I've downloaded the book because he goes into attitude. He talks about intimacy in the male and the psychology around it. He talks about positions and how to make it fun for both of you and how you can, you know, he could basically be walking, can't even stand because of his legs shaking so much, you know. And then he talks a lot about foreplay. And, you know, to me, you know, we got to have places to send people because we're not going to sit here and just talk about all these things ongoing. You know, they have to have a place to go and do it in the privacy of their own home and listen and things like that. So this is an amazing reference. The other one, Shiloh, I know that you do it when you do your classes. You do blowjob lessons and courses when you do your little pure romance, right?
No, we talk about it, but I don't do lessons, so to speak.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay. So back in the day, many, many years, but we're talking, you know, back when I was beginning.
I mean, old school's coming to mind when what's his name did the blowjob lesson for the ladies on the bananas. Remember that in the movie Old School with Will Ferrell?
Yes, that was
and they had the guy that came in and did the, and who was it? God, I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, I don't remember.
I can't remember who did it. It was so, but he was perfect for it.
It was awesome. But, and here's the thing, we used to do courses, so maybe I'll get back into doing something like that. Maybe we could do it as an online gig thing. But we used to get everyone involved in learning how to, you know, deep throat, ask all those questions and answer them right there for them. What do I do with my hands? What do I do, you know, what do I do with his balls? What do I do with his ass, you know? Because the fellatio includes all those things down there.
It does. I mean, you're going to make use of your hands. You're going to make use, you know, it's not just your mouth, you know, and it's, you know, it's your hands. And, you know, I mean, you know, think about it in terms of your own body. I mean, you know, so to speak, I mean, but you like to be touched. You don't like just, you know, you don't want his mouth right there. You like a little incorporation of the hands, some fingers. Yes. So just in that sense or whatever, please make sure that everything is clean.
Yeah. Even your hands and fingers.
Yeah, make sure that your hands and fingers are clean, because I mean, you can cradle the balls.
Create a what?
Cradle the balls. You gotta cradle them.
Oh, I think there's a lot of things you can do with it. And men are very, yeah, and men are very, you know, their balls are very sensitive about it.
Yes, they are.
If you get to get down there and start playing and licking and enjoying all the, teaching them all the different things about, fellatio is just not about the penis, it's about the balls, the butthole, all that included.
Right.
And it
can be down there, worship it. Worship it. Go explore it. You know what? Just like us, I mean, they, you know, even though men are pretty basic in terms of everything, they still have sensitive spots on their bodies. They still have sensitive spots on their penis where they like, you know, they there are certain things that they like, just like there's certain things that you like. We like.
Yeah. You know. And the cool thing about Jack, he does talk about all the different, he's a guy talking about how to give a blowjob to a guy. But to me, it's the best way because
He's the expert.
He's a guy. He knows. And
he's the expert.
So
he should know.
Guy, ladies, go out. The link is in my bio. I don't, it's no money. I'm not selling anything. It's just a video you watch. He tells you what you can do.
Yeah.
He gives you ideas there. And then you can decide if you want to buy his book and move on forward to different levels of intimacy with your partner at doing fellatio. And to me, it's got to get away from, it's not a job.
Right. It is not. I can't find it, but my favorite book about the penis, Dr. Sadie, she does Tickle His Pickle. And it's a super fun. She does a whole lot of different sexuality books, and Tickle His Pickle is one of them. And for some reason, I have it, but I don't know where it went to because it disappeared. I have her other ones. She has a whole line of them, and they're very fun, entertaining. She's got a whole different series, so we can throw.
Well, the thing is that you've got to educate yourself too. So you got to go out. You got to learn. That's why this is just like a beginning A to Z, giving you high level. We're not going to be demonstrating here, none of that kind of stuff. But you could definitely go to Jack's blowjob. He's not going to be demonstrating it either, but you might learn some more visual key points that from a male's perspective, because I think women need to hear that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And fellatio is an amazing add-on to give your man, maybe even first thing in the morning before he goes off to work. They love that kind of stuff. Makes them be very constructive during the day. And, you know, it doesn't need to be a 30-minute sesh. It doesn't need to be 40. I mean, it can be any kind of sesh you want. So you make it what you want it with your partner and what you have time for the day, instead of feeling it as a hassle to be intimate with your partner, because that was what you enjoyed before things got stale or stagnant. And the only way to bring up the spark is to just start reading and start doing. I mean,
right. You want him to care about your pleasure. You need to care about his pleasure as well. It's a two-way street. You know, I mean, really, truly, you know, you want to orgasm, but you also want your partner to orgasm. You know, it should be equally, it needs to be equally important on both sides, you know?
Nice. Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you. Okay, so Shiloh, next week, let me talk to you about a few things, business stuff. Raffle. We have the raffle link. The link is in my bio. You can check the link there. It takes you right to where the raffle is. We're doing the raffle till May 12th, which is Mother's Day. And then we will raffle it off on the 14th. Which is our next live on Tuesday, May 14th. We'll raffle off the person's name and then we'll get it out into their little hands before the end of May. And
hey,
so I thought it would be a good
way. Can you tell us more about this basket? What's in there?
Yes, there's about 5 different products. I did post a video on Instagram, Facebook, all over about all the different products that are in it, but it does come with a conch ring, comes with a butt plug, it comes with a vibrator, and we will throw in some lube and some toy cleaner, because of course that always has to go with that kind of stuff. So yeah, so some stuff, fun stuff for our moms out there for a beautiful Mother's Day. And this basket is being dedicated from Schizo Kitty. And we're so grateful for them out there. Thank you for joining us together and merging and bringing us a basket that we get to raffle to all of our mothers out there. So go ahead and check the link and fill out the information, and we'll be on our way, and we'll do our little name wheel on the 14th of May. And I want to thank all those people who have joined us, because I have seen that we've had some joins and we've seen some little hearts and messages. So I really appreciate all of our followers, even on these uncomfortable topics. And that's why it's not here to make you uncomfortable. It's just really here to just have that open, honest conversation that we just normally cannot do, and make it so it's not so taboo. And it's okay if you don't like to give blowjobs, and if you feel it's a job and a chore and all of these things, talk about it. And maybe let's see how we can make it less of that. Or maybe it's more of an intimate connection between you and your partner. Because guess what? Next week, we're talking for G for
G-spot.
So now your female will do for you. And now we're going to teach you to do for your female. Hit that G-spot, because Lord knows.
And it does exist.
Oh.
We're going to do that. We're going to bust that myth right now. It does exist. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what it is, how to find it.
And it's different on everyone. So
we'll talk about that next week, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you for joining us on today's live Sex Talk A to Z with Shiloh and Steph. And we welcome you back next week. So don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe so that you can get the live notification. Thank you so much. Thanks, Shiloh, for joining me. Have a great one.
Stephanie.
Okay, bye. And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you for joining me on today's exhilarating podcast of Let's Talk About Sex. If you loved what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, make sure to hit that subscribe button, like, and follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out on our future episodes packed with even more tips, tricks, and tantalizing discussions. Got something to share or a burning question? I want to hear from you. Send me a message on social media or in my email. Your thoughts and stories and feedback mean the world to me, and I can't wait to hear from each and every one of you. Remember, your sexual empowerment journey doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing your fabulous, authentic self. Until next time, this is Stephanie Smith signing off. Stay adventurous, stay safe, and stay sexy.